Blog Talk Radio. Last week I was a little somber because there were so many things going wrong in the world. And just to add to it, I have to reach out to those people in Kenya and say, you know, we're praying. We're praying for you. I'm not sure how many people heard about it, but they had the shooting at a shopping mall. and I guess it was a terroristic thing, and they were basically going after non-Muslims. And I just I find it confusing because some of the people who were actually shot, I think, are Muslims. So I guess they didn't mean to do it. They shot some and didn't shoot others, and I don't really know. All I know is any religion that I know of, be it Christianity or not, if it calls to kill and murder people for no purpose whatsoever, I denounce it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I don't know. I hear people who are of so many other religions, and I actually know some Muslim people, and they're wonderful people. They truly believe in love. They believe in discipline. They believe in self-sacrifice, not sacrificing. They believe in wonderful things. They, too, believe in all the key things that most religions believe in, and that's to love your neighbor as yourself and so many other things. And I guess, you know, there are radicals in every group, because I'm not going to say it's not true. All I do know is that we as Christians, we have lots of radicals in our faith as well. Sadly, some of the radicals tend to not make it so good for the really good ones out there who are practicing true Jesus love. Amen. And to love their neighbor as their self, and to do unto others as you would want them to do unto you, and all of those wonderful things, and all the wonderful things that I try to put in my children's book so we can try and teach our children young, despite what this world may be like right now, we still have to stand up and do the right thing. Amen. But so many lives were lost. I lost track of the total, and I didn't get to do any research on it today. But I do know there were at least over 100 people. And, yeah, it just it leaves you somewhat speechless, and you don't really understand the purpose. But all I can say is that God have mercy upon us, because, like I said, if my heart is this sad, I can't even imagine what the Lord is thinking. So we need to do right, people, and, you know, I'm just praying. I'm praying for the world to heal, for heal thyself and to fix thyself and to come to terms with the fact that it's a really big world and there's so many of us. And as much as we all want our own space, we still have to share it with somebody else. And sometimes that space that you have, you may not want to share with certain people. Because I can tell you, forgive me, Father, but there are some people that I really could do without hanging around in my space. But you need to be able to handle that. And if you can't, then you move along and move out of the space. Amen. Praise God. But it is what it is. I'm going to put that out there. My buddy, Miss Natalie, would hear me say that, and she'd laugh, because we have this regular thing about who's saying is whose. And so there you go, Miss Nat. I'm going to look at it just the way we always put it, that it is what it is. But I also truly believe that prayer changes things and prayer fixes things. So won't you join me as we begin to pray and open the show and lift spirits, lift hearts, share some tidings of good joy. Amen. And some exciting, exciting news happening. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about next week. So we will update you on that momentarily. We have some updates for you from the Gospel Film Festival, and some reviews from a wonderful play by the young lady that we had on air last week, my buddy Dr. Elaine Brown Spencer. And I have to apologize because my schedule got so messed up last week that I really couldn't get there, and I didn't have my media equipment. I didn't have anything. It was just a mess. I was supposed to show up at a friend's surprise birthday party. Actually, her birthday is, I believe, it's the 2nd of October. I hope I get this right, and if she's listening, I'm sorry, Ms. Mary. But I was supposed to show up there, and I couldn't get there, and, oh, it was a messed up day. But you know what? God has a purpose for everything he has, and he does, even when you're not on your schedule, because when you think about it, we neither created time, we can neither hold time, we can't make it stand still, and we certainly can't seem to get anywhere on time. Amen. But God has a purpose because he's a controller of all things. So won't you join me as we look to the Lord in prayer and just to remind him how much we love him. Let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for the day. We thank you for life. We thank you for liberty. And Father, for those who don't have those freedoms that you died and sacrificed your life for, we continue to lift them up that they can find a way out of nowhere. And Father God, we hold up the people in this world that are suffering, those who are grieving and mourning, Father God, from terrorism and tragedy, Father God. And Father, we just ask that you would just give them a spirit of peace and comfort, and that you would lay your hands upon them and allow them to know that you have not forgot. Let your presence be known, Father God. I don't want to hog you to myself, Father. I just want to share you with the world. I want everybody to feel the love that I feel when I'm able to spare just a few minutes with you. And Father, this special time that we have each week, Father, I ask right now that you would take over. You would go forth. You would touch lives. You would encourage lives. You would bring them joy. You would bring them peace. You would give them hope. Because, Father, we know everybody is seeking at least hope. And I know that you offer nothing but hope, but they should have faith. So, Father, we lift up the power of the Holy Spirit and we say to give them faith, that they would know that they don't have to worry about tomorrow because you hold their future. And, Father God, we lift up those right now who are sad, who are lonely, Father God. Loneliness, people don't seem to understand it, but Father, I don't think that anybody in this great big world with so many people should even have to experience loneliness. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, with all power and authority, I reach out right now, Father, and I command those who know of someone lonely, shut in and all alone, that they would share your love, that Father, they would do a good deed, that they would reach out and touch somebody. And Father God, we just ask that you could help them to share their joy, to share their food, to share whatever it is they have, because you give in abundance. And I know you don't give in abundance just to continue to bless us just because we are who we are. But there's a purpose, and why should so many have so much and so few have so little? So, Father God, give us a heart of giving. Give us a heart of grace. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask right now that you would reach out. You would heal those who are hurting, Father God, physically, emotionally, and mentally. And, Father God, we speak to that evil aspect of things called suicide. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the world know that you love them, that there is love and they are loved. And Father God, we ask that if they would just reach out, if they're not feeling love, that somebody would share love just to continue to give them the breath to keep going. And we lift those people up right now. And Father God, this is in my spirit, but I am going to ask right now that you pray and join in us, and we are going to stir up some gifts. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we ask right now that you would give discernment to those out there who are seeking, Father God, You would find a way out of nowhere. Open doors where no man can shut. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that if you have given an appointment and you have given an assignment, Father God, that it go forth and it all be cleared up and it be delivered according to thy will. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask right now that you continue to take over. I thank you, Lord. I thank you personally. Father God, I thank you for the spirit of peace that I feel right now and the warmth and the love that I can share because you first loved me. And Father, right now, go forth, Holy Spirit, show up and show out and make me proud. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I have a great big smile on my face. You guys would think I was a little silly, but I just can't help but loving the love of Jesus. Amen. He is just so wonderful. Praise God. All right. It's been a weird week, but it's been a week nonetheless. And yes, I said that there are some birthdays coming up. And my friend Mary, I've got to tell her happy birthday. It's early, but I still want to give her a shout out and tell her happy birthday. My friend Owen, his daughter Katrina had a birthday. I believe Sister Adrienne had a birthday in Barbados. Praise God, turning into a woman overnight. And I know there's so many others who had birthdays, and there's some anniversaries. And some wonderful promotional things. I know there's a lot of young people who have started university and are getting more settled in. And I take my hat off to you, praise God, because I remember being at Ryerson, and I can remember I was the baby because I went and I was younger than everybody else. And it was very nerve-wracking, and I can recall how it felt to be going into this great big school from a basic high school. You knew everybody in high school, and you even went, in your first year of high school, you went with some of the people you knew because everybody divided up and went their own separate ways. But when you got to university, there really wasn't too many people who you knew that came from your school, or they were taking different courses and showed up at different times. So to our young college and university students, I take my hat off to you. I wish you well, and I pray that this year would be a year of blessings. I know it's going to be different. I know it's adventurous, but remember, you're still at school, so you need to still stay a little focused. Praise God. But in the meantime, we're going to do our birthday shout out. Amen. And we got to celebrate everybody's birthday and give them something special. Praise God. So this is for you.
Happy birthday to you. Thank you.
Amen. Happy birthday and congratulations to you. Praise God. Before we go ahead with our international community happenings and events, I want to put this on. I played this last week and it just warmed my heart and it made me feel so much better. And I think I have to play it again, not just because the song is amazing, but the words are so powerful. So here we go. God is Love by Jason Brown, a.k.a. J.B. Sachs.
So you say you want a man that'll be there to the very end, never holding you up, kind of man that God can send. Someone that won't put pressure on you, regardless of what you've been through. The kind of man that can and will take care of you, help me out. Love is patient, love is kind, love is a part of life's time. Just look around and you will find that God is love. Can you picture a love that never dies? It gets stronger, bringing tears of joy in your eyes. A love so strong, all you have to do is call his name. One touch from the hem of his garment and you'll never be the same. Oh no, love is patient, love is kind, love is a part of life's time. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. A man with great love and stability, showing no signs of hate or insecurity. A man who won't get bored or tired of you, remind you that his love is true, by whispering sweet nothings in your ear like you can do it, boo. Love is patient, love is kind, love is a part of life's time. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. Wouldn't it be nice if every man was this way? Even though you're so sad of weakness, he lets you know that it's okay. Wouldn't it be nice to put your trust in a man like this? When two are gathered together, there is in the mist. What kind of love is this? Love is patient, love is kind, love is a part of a lifetime. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. God is love. When all hope is lost, he died for you and me. Yes, he paid the cost. God is love. When you're feeling down, God is love. When nobody, God is love. In sickness and in pain, God is love. Sunshine and rain, God is love. When you feel like nobody understands you, God is love. And his love will take you to more love.
Amen. Isn't that a lovely song? I just love that song. It's so beautiful. All right. God is love, and I'm so glad he is. And you know, we do question, because even I question, and I wonder sometimes why some things happen the way they do. And I don't know. One can never explain why God is who he is and why he does what he does, but you know what? He has a purpose for everything, whether we see it, whether we understand it, whether we believe it, or whether we think it's fair, whether we think it's not. But all I know is I've got to continue to serve, to grow, to learn. You know, somebody talked about karma and reincarnation and things like that. And basically what they say about stuff like that is that you have to learn your lesson so you can perfect it. Well, we're here trying to learn our lesson. We are all here for a purpose. And I think if we stop just thinking about ourselves and start to think about the purpose we serve and the people we should be serving, amen. I'm not the only servant. We are all called for a purpose, every single one of us. We are raised and taught, and we are trained up. Praise God. The Bible says to train up a child in the way that they should go, so when they are older, they will not depart from it. And we are supposed to be learning. And I have a feeling that we learn when we're younger so we can develop that skill of learning. God gave us a brain, and it's sort of like your cell phone. Your cell phone doesn't work until you tell your cell phone what to do. Your cell phone can't call somebody until you put in the number, and then you program it. And then, you know, I think it's so cool. When I've got on my Bluetooth, I could just say, call so-and-so, and it'll say, calling so-and-so. So, you know, we are all here to learn. And we learn from the time we're young, but nobody was born big. As much as some people might say, well, you think you were born big, Pastor Rouse. Well, I was not. And we are all here to learn something. I don't know about this reincarnation business. All I know is I am here to learn. I'm here to grow. I'm here to serve. And I have to do what I have to do. And I'm just glad that while I am on assignment, praise God, I get to enjoy some of this world. I get to enjoy some of the people. I get to enjoy some of the things that God has given me and blessed me with. And more importantly, I am just glad I get to share it with those that I love and even those that I don't even know. Praise God. Did you remember the Pastor J. Rouse Show Challenge? Last week I gave everybody a challenge. That challenge still stands because Thanksgiving is coming in Canada. And I feel bad that I am not going to be able to do what I normally do, because I usually end up doing something for some families or a bunch of people for Thanksgiving for those who are in need. But I will not be in Canada. So, the challenge still stands. If you don't know what the challenge is, then you can email me at thepastorjrouseshow@gmail.com. Or you can hook me up on Twitter and say, hey, Pastor J, what was the challenge? And then I will go ahead and contact you, or somebody will get in touch with you and give you the update. Praise God. And the Twitter handle, I love saying that, is Pastor Rouse Show. There's no J on Twitter, just Pastor Rouse Show. Okay? All righty. Moving right along. Speaking of training up a child, I'm going to put on another song, and then we are going to hear, hopefully, the voice of Glass Award recipient for a woman of excellence, Reverend Denise Gillard. Now, we're not going to interview Reverend Gillard for herself. Mind you, we still have to get some information on her. We did get to speak to her for her Woman of Excellence Award, the Glass Awards. But she also was at the evening presentation where she was a nominee at the time to accept for TC3 Children's Choir. Well, I will leave the rest of the information for her to tell you. But in the meantime, I'm going to leave you with some individuality. And I think that is good. And that's my friend Marvin Thompson over there in the Big D in Michigan, in Detroit. Praise God. I've got to touch base with Marvin. I know he had sent me some stuff and wanted to send me a CD. I just hope things are going well for him. But I have to touch base with him soon and maybe bring him back on the show and have a little chit-chat with him. But in the meantime, this is Individuality by Marvin Thompson over in Detroit, Michigan. That's Individuality by Marvin Thompson over in Detroit, Michigan. And he definitely has his own individuality. Praise God. Very gifted young man. Wonderful, wonderful sounds. And I pray he's doing well. So we lift him up this day. Now, I was just on the phone with my friend, Reverend Denise Gillard, and I tell you, I was telling her that I hadn't even planned the segue I did about training up a child, but you know what? She knows about training many children. I was talking to this lady one day in the elevator because she came in, and she had about 7 kids all around her. I guess she was getting them all off to school and babysitting and nieces and all kinds of people. And I giggled and I said, wow, I said, now I know how the old lady in the shoe felt with all these children hanging around. And she just laughed and the kids just looked at me like, what is she talking about? Praise God. So I actually have my friend on the line. Let me just see if I can get her.
Good evening.
Good evening, sister. How are you?
Praise the Lord. I am good. Praise the Lord.
Girl,
it's so good to hear your
church voice.
Amen. It's a blessing to be able to talk to you on this Wednesday evening.
Yes, and you know what? And it's funny because when I decided to start this show, I thought, what day should I? I said, you know what? I'm going to do a midweek thing because it's sort of a little pick-me-up in the middle of the week.
Well, I certainly feel that way to be able to share and talk midweek. You know, Wednesdays is that hump day you've got to get over, but I'm so glad to know that you're, you know, proclaiming God's word and spreading love and joy. That's
yes.
What I, you know, you've got a special joy button or something. Thank you so much.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, you know, I guess it's kind of like that little Staples button that you buy at the store and you can just push it when you want something.
There you go. While you're sharing it. And when Wednesday comes, I need that. I need that button. So praise God.
Amen. Amen. So now I had said earlier that we had initially connected through the Glass Awards because you were a recipient for the Women of Excellence Award.
Yeah, that was a real big honor to be honored for my work with youth, children,
uh-huh.
and women, and indeed humbling, but it came, you know, God knows timing. It came at the right time. Sometimes you have so much on your plate, and when someone
mm-hmm.
stops to say, I see you, you
yes.
know that God is with you. So the Glass Awards, you know, I really appreciate all the effort that went into that, and I hope them continued success. They had an amazing start.
Amen. And next year I think it's going to be bigger and even better. And I think they got men in there now because I did ask. I said, women might be excellent, but I know some excellent men too, and we should not forget
For sure.
about the men.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are many, many brothers that need to be acknowledged and need that same encouragement.
Definitely.
So I'm looking forward to next year and to see in what ways we can support it.
Exactly. And after seeing you for that very long, busy morning, I showed up in the evening decked out in a wonderful blue long gown.
You, looked, you had it going on. You had it
and,
going on.
Well, you know, a sister's got to try now.
Yeah, you know.
And then I was standing there, and then I said, wait a minute. I saw this woman earlier today, and she looks even lovelier than she did this morning. I didn't know how that worked. You had your hair all twisted and all kind of just tendrils coming down the side of your face. I was like, look at Miss Thing here, and had on a lovely dress. I even posted a picture of you, I think, on our Rouse Ministries broadcasting
yes,
page.
Oh, my no. goodness.
Yeah,
first,
yeah, yeah. I caught you in your glory twice in one
okay.
day.
All right. Well, I was so, you know, thrilled to be there because the program, you know, the signature program of our organization, the organization is the Hope Works Connection, the signature
yes.
program, which is TC3, the Toronto Children's Concert Choir and Performing Arts Company, won Children's Performance of the Year.
Yeah,
so
that was
a great
was,
day.
I didn't give it away before. They won a Glass Award as well.
They did. So
Amen.
It was a
hold
day
on,
where we
on.
Celebrated.
That deserves some applause. Hold on.
Okay.
Man, that definitely does. So now tell me who TC3 is.
TC3 is a group of young people who come from across the greater Toronto area. They go in ages from 7, you know, we say 7 to 18 plus because many of the young people, once they graduate from high school, they come back to work with, support, volunteer, and perform with the kids.
Right.
So it's boys and girls and youth ages 7 and up who sing gospel music, inspirational music. They also drum and dance culturally. And
wow.
Everything from liturgical to hip-hop to contemporary to modern. Yeah, so they're amazingly wonderful, talented young people in our city. And often youth, especially youth coming from urban centers and African-Canadian youth, they don't get a chance to really develop their gifts and shine and shine in a context where much is demanded of them. They have to, you know, work on their grades. Academics are a part of our program. They have to perform. They have to grow together in love and power and articulation. And they're just amazing. They're amazing.
Awesome. Awesome. And it's funny because when I actually started out singing with a children's choir.
Okay.
And people don't
That's
realize.
That's something to tell them.
It's very good because what happens is, and it's sort of like they say that if your child plays in a sport or an instrument or something like that, it teaches them certain things. And it's not just what they're learning to do for that art or that skill, but it develops so much more because they have to learn how to deal with people. They have to learn how to function differently. They learn discipline.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that we're able to, you know, it says boast in the Lord. And I can tell you that one of the things that has happened with what God has done is that our young people, if they stay with the program, they definitely graduate high school and they're going on to great things. Not all of them will be actresses or singers or amazing radio personalities like yourself. We've been doing this for 12 years now. We have some teachers, we have businessmen, we do have some singers and rappers who have graduated, people who are on TV, people who are, you know, doing their own business. And definitely being in a group like this changes the trajectory of lives, especially for those kids amongst our group who don't have a vision for their future. You know, you have to go, you perform, you learn how to talk to people, you know how to present yourself, you learn discipline, you have to be committed, they have all kinds of different performance opportunities, and it just, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
And you just touched something that, and I didn't even think of that, and that was great that you did that, Rev, because you said it teaches them commitment.
Absolutely.
When they get into the real world that we have to live in, the one that we so don't like to get up every morning and go and call the job, but I mean, you know, it teaches them that because then they have to learn how to get there on time. They learn that, okay, if you have to go every week or every other day or whatever the pattern is, you have to be there. And there's a commitment to that. And then that commitment excels because then they learn that for their work world. And then they learn that in relationships because they're going to meet a spouse one day.
Absolutely. Our kids have to audition to become a part of the performing arts company. And people always say, oh, why do you make them audition? I say, well, if they can audition and represent themselves, they can go on a job interview. So they audition 2 years in a row. You audition the first year to get in. And we are just looking for that spark. And the second year, though, when you come to an audition, it's more about what do you think you now have to contribute. So they write a letter, they talk about it, and then they do, you know, the choir exercises. But after they've auditioned for 2 years, you know, they don't have to audition again. They can just keep coming and coming and coming. But we're very, very serious about developing the talent, and talent for us is emotional, spiritual, physical, mental, social.
Definitely.
You know, and so our organization says that we empower youth through the performing arts. and academics, but we also have as one of our statements that we relieve poverty. But we're not talking about money, sis. We're talking about more than money. All
right.
of the other, you know, mental and, you know, we want our kids to be able to look people in their face and shake a hand and know that
right.
they're somebody.
It confidence. It develops confidence.
Yes. And that's needed for everything in life. So
definitely.
It's such a valuable experience. And I count it a privilege to walk a journey with the many, many young people who have been a part of our program.
Amen. And, you know, and it's funny because some months back I did an interview with the director of the Soweto Gospel Choir.
Oh, we know them. Well, not personally, but we got to sing at their opening in Toronto
That's
when they
right.
were here
That's
a few
right.
years back. They're amazing.
Uh-huh. I know.
And we
and
just saw them in the summer.
That's right. And they're coming back in February. And I got to do an interview with Shimmy, and he was just amazing. But it's so funny because very similar to what you're saying is sort of similar to what he's saying, and that's the thing. And you're talking about older people, and you're talking about little kids. And so to be a part of a choir teaches you so much because you become part of a new family.
It's certainly an international value that all
yeah.
over the world people are discovering that if we can harness and release you
yes.
know, talents and energies that people's lives can certainly change. It's an amazing vehicle.
Yeah.
And something that people, you know, the church has actually known this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why worship is central. We know
yes.
that something happens and lives change once they're engaged. And for children and young people, you don't have to worry about you know, what happens when they're in. This is
yeah.
what we've experienced. Because, for instance, in our programming, in a tutorial, which is homework time, literacy tutoring, math tutoring, it's a part of the program. It's not something extra. You come to that. If you're late
uh-huh.
for that, you're late for choir. And we've learned that once you allow children and young people to access the
uh-huh.
art. And once you have the people who will support through volunteerism and more, that you just can change lives easily just by being present.
Yes. And it's funny because one of the things I'm going to be discussing on this show shortly is we're doing movie reviews for this month because we're doing Back to the Movies and Back to School. And ironically enough, when you think about it, gangs, when you think about young people in gangs, I mean, they just really, the majority of the kids in the gangs, it's just because they want to belong somewhere.
Kids are looking for a family, and it's
yes.
it's very, very true. When we talk to the young people of TC3 and we talk about, you know, what is it about the experience, one of
mm-hmm.
the top values is, this is my extended family. And while kids grow up, and so, you know, not all of them stay engaged as the active alumni. Some
right.
have gone off into the world, but they stay in touch with each other. They have
yes.
friendships that last. They know they can get a job reference. And so gangs are meeting a need that we should be meeting. I mean,
that's right.
you know, we just need to get the word out. And
uh-huh.
it's almost like that. If you build it, they will come. So it
right.
is about getting the word out and engaging kids, being prevented before, you know, they get engaged with gangs. Because it's true. If you don't feel the child's hand with something else, somebody else can put a gun into it.
That's right.
You don't
and
feel
that's
their
what they
mind
talk about, the
with
idle,
something.
Idle hands.
yep, for sure. If we don't fill their minds with, you know, thought-provoking, something else will happen. And
yes.
I'm excited that you're talking about movies because we have to really think critically as our young people and children see movies. We have to, you know, kind of critique some of the messages and support others.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And it's funny because I can tell you right now, I went to school, public school, like junior public, with a family, and one of them was in the choir, the children's choir. Actually, I think I got him started in the children's choir because I was in the choir first, and he was an amazing singer. And he got into the children's choir. And funny enough, we ended up connecting even closer, and our families became close. And I'm still somewhat connected to his family. They lived on our street. And to this very day, if I see him, he will always talk to me.
Awesome.
I could name his name because he's very well known in Toronto. And
oh,
it's
come
funny.
On now.
Yeah. And he's an amazing singer. He's a church man, but I don't want to name the name on air because
okay,
I didn't check
okay.
it with him.
Okay, okay.
But it's so
well,
funny.
God
because,
bless him wherever he is.
Amen. And when I went to, some months ago in the summer, I went to a restaurant, and outside the restaurant, I ran into another gentleman that I knew that was in the junior and senior choir, because the same junior choir, kids choir, if you mm-hmm. wanted, you could graduate and move into the high school level choir. And you had to audition for that. And it was sort of like the next step to move. It was there, and then you went from there to the Mendelssohn Youth Choir. And, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah, there were just levels that you went to. And he was in that choir. And so we became friends, and we all hung. And it's funny because we would tour. We went on tours. We went to the East Coast. We went to England. We went on tour as a choir. And I have not seen him since I finished high school. Now, Rev, without putting it out there, you know, it wasn't that long ago. But, yeah.
I got
it
you.
Had
I got
some
you.
Time. And I'm not joking. When I saw him and he saw me, he knew who I was right away. And it was almost like time had not even happened. And we hugged and we just caught up. And it was just amazing.
Well, the lifelong friendships that are developed through these experiences are you know, it's truly valuable. And again, it lets us on the inside know that we're somebody, that we have purpose, that we have value.
Yes.
And it's so interesting that you talk about levels. Very funny that some of our alumni just came and said, you know, we'd like to start something for even the older ones. So they're talking about the university age group and so forth.
Yes, of course.
So, I mean, that you know, that what you've just said is a confirmation of
yes.
of what needs to happen next. But I
mm-hmm.
want to ask you to help me get that word out, because we still have auditions. We still have spaces. One of the things we're looking for is more boys. I think
okay.
that one of the things we've learned is that in our city right now, a lot of boys are afraid to audition, or they're not hearing about it. And we're not talking about those boys who are really engaged in sports, because we have a lot of sports guys, and we just balance out their schedules because we want
right.
our kids to be involved. But I'm talking about the ones who are talented, but they're staying home, you know, playing you know, in
video
with the TV
games.
Or playing in video
yeah.
games, or they're not doing anything. And I just want to encourage them, get your boys out, you know, and allow them to be part of this experience. You'll be surprised and,
yeah.
and blown away and blessed by what's inside of them.
Amen. Well, we had posted it on our page, on our Rouse Ministries broadcasting page on Facebook. And then remember when I got in contact with you, because I thought the tryouts had ended, I think, like this week. And then you said, no, it's going to go on till the end of the month. So we're going
right.
to put it out there. If you have
great.
Some young people in your home and they keep saying, Mom, I'm bored. Dad, can't I? I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And they can sing. Even if you think they can't sing, children can learn, they can figure
absolutely.
Out, and that's the training they get to go through while they're camaraderie with the other children.
It's so true. We're looking for that spark. There's so many of them. They just have that spark, and then, you know, put them in our hands, and we'll develop it. And, you know, one of the things about our audition process, in September we have scheduled auditions. So we always, you know, we're letting people know we audition throughout the month of September. But we'll accept kids into the program on a graduating basis, so people can call. They can find out if there's still space even after September. Our
right.
maximum number is 50 for this program, because we want to be able to give all of the young people individual attention. And we know that
right.
50 is a really good, you know, number where
a nice number.
They don't get
yeah.
lost in the crowd. So, you know, September is when we focus.
Mm-hmm.
However, if there's space, young people can come in as long as they can catch up with the repertoire and be fully engaged.
Right. Now, how would they get in touch to try and contact you?
Well, it's really easy. Just go to the website, tc3.ca, and they'll see join us, they'll see auditions, and they can submit, you know, information right online through our website.
Awesome. Awesome. So do you guys have anything set, or you're just kind of going through your repertoire now and trying to get your auditions and fill your spots? And then I know how much work has to go into this.
Yeah, well, November 30th, we have our debut concert every year, the last Saturday in November, and that's when the new members sing with the choir, because we do have bookings and different things that happen with the old members that were there from before. But November 30th is our debut concert. Backing up a bit from that, every year we have a welcome and awards banquet. And this year, that's on the last Saturday of October. That's when we welcome new members in. We give awards, trophies, medals, certificates to the older members, and we recognize our volunteers.
Right.
And so those are the things that are in the horizons. We're really excited because on our November 30th concert, where our special guests are the University of Toronto Gospel Choir. So
oh,
I love
okay.
when I can
for
bring children and youth and young adults together. So it's going to be a, you know, amazing event. Again, the information is on the website. And that's
definitely.
So nice, you know, to have one. People just have to remember TC3 and add the .ca, and they can find out what's going on in the beginning of our season. And then
yes.
this year we're working to do something we haven't done before. We usually have our debut concert in November, our spring production, which involves drum and dance and everything, in June, the
yes.
first or second week of June. This year we're going to be doing something where we're working on the young people with pieces that have to do with anti-violence and anti-gang and, you know, helping them to articulate through music what kind of world they really want and what are the issues that they want to sing and dance and talk about. So we're excited about that.
Yes, wonderful. And I think I saw, because I was stalking the website, and I saw that they had even performed with the Toronto Mass Choir.
Oh, you know, I must say that one of the things that I can really say about some of the senior choirs in our city, they get it. And they
yes.
also understand that if we can help young people fall in love with music now, they can go on to such prestigious choirs. So Toronto Mass Choir has been a wonderful partner to us in terms of welcoming young people and sharing in performance together and teaching. I would say that TMC and the University of Toronto Choir, UFT Gospel Choir, have been like big brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of a choir. And my dream more and more is that our young people will feed into those when they go to the next level, or if they're attending the University of Toronto, or if
yes.
they're wanting to do something like TMC. That is my prayer. And I really, really love and respect Karen from TMC and Lisa
yes.
from UFT. They're just great women of God, and I'm just so glad to know them.
Amen. Well, you know what you've got to do. You know when you guys are ready to perform and do stuff. When I say this, if you say Ghostbusters, I'm going to hunt you down. But who are you going to call?
As I laugh, I'm calling you first, my sister.
Okay,
what a
All
blessing.
Right.
I don't even know who you're going to call Ghostbusters.
We'll call the whole Ghostbusters.
I appreciate it. And I'm tweeting. Hey, there you go. And one of the things that has given me joy is to share your show with some of my friends and contacts. So I'm really excited, especially the whole idea of getting that Wednesday boost.
Oh,
you don't know
so
what
sweet.
That means to me, that boost.
Oh, praise God.
And sometimes you reach the middle of the week before, you know, there's so much to do. And
yeah.
you get to the middle of the week and you're like, man, I need something. And
mm-hmm.
To be able to direct people to your show,
yes,
what an exciting and just a joyful opportunity.
Amen. Oh, you're such a blessing. Oh, now you're making me real humble.
Well, Then again, I saw what you were wearing at the Glass Awards. You're humble, but I'm telling you, you're a role model. I said I can't keep up.
Well, we'll have to talk to Ms. Londa, and you remember her.
Yeah.
We had her on our show, and she was telling me about her changes and her dresses. This girl tore up.
I had my
other girl there. Yeah, Sharon Riley. Yeah, I tell you, we cleaned up something special.
Sharon and Londa, I'm like, I am behind the times. Well, you know what? You don't always get these opportunities to just really celebrate each other and you know, while people might complain sometimes what people, you know, oh, all the changes, I really received them as the, you know, they were, it was important.
Yes.
And sometimes we don't treat, you know, the things that we're doing as important, and they were add value, but, you know, forget what everybody was wearing. When the singing came down and took over the Glass Awards, and the spirit just dropped. Come on now.
My word.
I was so glad for the young people of TC3 and some of my young staff or band members that were there.
Yeah.
To experience it. And when, you know, a couple of the musician that plays with us on that stage playing that guitar. You remember that guitar?
Yeah.
Joel Reed. Shout out to him and.
Well,
it was awesome.
It was. And you know what? And there's another person. I've got to get some of his music on here. Mr. Dave Brown.
Oh, Dave. Davis.
Apparently, he just finished playing at the inauguration for Oral Roberts University.
Dave is such an anointed
gentleman
of God. He doesn't know me, but he played at my wedding.
Oh, did
so I was teasing him. I went up, do you remember me? He goes, no. I said, you played at my wedding. He goes, oh, was it this year? I said, no, it was 21 years ago. But yeah. But you know, people
so
still honestly when we were all only two. When people talk about our wedding, which they still do, it was not a big fancy wedding, but it was full of gospel music and
amen. Mine
just worship. They remember Dave. They remember
Dave.
Isn't that
something?
So I said,
and you know what?
You know,
and he's still humble.
He is humble.
I've got some more pictures. I've got some more pictures from the Glass Awards of the performance on the stages. I'll be posting those in the next couple of weeks so we can get them all out there. But he's got a few. But we even joked around because when I went to interview him on the red carpet, and he came, and then he was supposed to take pictures, and he didn't realize he was supposed to take a picture with me, and he turned his back, and he was holding that trumpet, and I was like, everybody laughed, and I said, excuse me, and he goes, oh. I said, everybody, hey, Sue, to hold that trumpet than to hang on to me. I don't know what's wrong with this man. It was too funny.
Oh, my goodness.
And he started to laugh. It was just fun and games. But we had a blast. That was wonderful.
It was amazing. It was really
I have to congratulate you again, woman of excellence. Praise God.
Well, we give God the glory. And I thank
and you know what?
God for the many volunteers that helped.
I want to thank you, too, for being the person you are that would work with children, because not everybody can work with children.
Well, you know, it is a calling. And,
it is.
You know, we need help.
It is.
So if there's, you know, anybody in your listening community that is willing and able to want to volunteer, there are many, many ways. I thank God for the staff and volunteers we have, but we need more, you know. We need people who help tutor them and with homework help, people who are willing to cook those lunches and all kinds of things, who want to serve on the board, because I'm accountable to a board. It's not just, yes, I founded it, but early on in the days, we wanted to be an organization that did things properly and had oversight.
Uh-huh.
So we have a board of directors that oversees the whole, you know, not-for-profit, not just TC3, so...
That's right.
We really do, you know, we long for more people to step up to that plate. And, you know, everybody talks about wanting the young people to do better and so forth.
Right.
But, you know, faith without action is dead, you know.
Woo, go on,
girl. Invitation
say that again.
For people to step up. Faith without action is dead. This is an invitation to step up to the plate and, you know, support, you know, there's everything there. Anything from being the sweeper to the mentor.
Hey. You know what? I always tell people they don't understand. It's the same thing. Like in the church, nobody would come to church if the place was filthy and nasty. Amen?
No,
it doesn't
not
matter
at all.
How good the word of God is. It don't matter how good the preacher is. The fact
for
of the
sure.
matter is it wouldn't work. And I always tell everybody, I might be called to preach, teach, and reach, but you don't want me in kitchen ministry. Amen?
Now I will remember that forever.
Amen. But it's true because God said that there are many members. Amen. And I tell everybody that the most important person isn't the preacher, because if I had to stand on a pulpit and talk to nobody, I wouldn't have church. I would just be practicing. Amen.
That's so true.
Yeah.
When it comes to young people, everybody says, oh, you know, they're so disciplined, they're so wonderful, they're so... But what they don't understand is that it takes a whole community to work with these children and young people. And they need to know that there's people here, because we go back to that issue. You know, kids join gangs and get into trouble or lose focus or don't even, you know, forget the dramatics of gangs. What about just not living up to the potential that you were given?
Come
and
on
they
now.
Do that, you know, they need adults around them who can say, you know, you don't, you know, you're having trouble reading. Come on, let me help you.
Exactly.
And and they start improving their reading. What people don't understand is reading improves one time once you have somebody who believes in you. And it's not that complicated.
You just touched on a more confirmation for me, because my stepson, he loved to read. And the only reason is because we read to him a lot.
That's it.
A
and sometimes
lot.
Kids just need another voice. I mean, a lot of our youth may come from single-parent homes and, you know, their parent is working extra time and tired and doing. And so just a positive, safe individual who takes that interest in them, that's all it, you know, it's not that complicated. We all just have to put our hands to the plow and work together. It's not that complicated.
Ooh, come on now. Girl, I told you we're going to have church up in here. We are. We're going to have church up in here. You know I have to bring you back on because I love you. You know I love you. And I've always got all these right on point topics and stuff. And I know it's so wonderful to have godly and wise conversation with folks. So I will definitely keep you in mind when we have a touchy subject, because I know you're a woman who can give a very good opinion. Amen?
Well, I accept it, and I'd love to be a part. There is lots that we need to dialogue, and humbly, because I think I love learning. I love sharing and hearing what people have to say and, you know, reflecting and thinking. And, you know, I have over the years developed some experience in empowering youth through all kinds of things, and particularly the performing arts. And, you know, we have to do what we're called to do so that we don't lose any more kids. I'm just tired of doing funerals.
It's
I don't
true.
Want to do another
it's
funeral
true.
For a young person. I'm
so
tired
young.
Of
so young.
Consoling mothers. I want to help young people choose life, and I think that's what we as adults have to do. I'm so excited because tomorrow I'm heading off to Keats Island in Vancouver to Barnabas Ministries, and they've given me the privilege of leading a mother-daughter conference for the weekend.
Oh, wonderful.
And so I'm you know, one of the things that's happening for that is the theme that the Lord has laid on my part is show me how to love, because kids have to love God, love themselves, and love others.
Yeah.
And a mother has a key role in it. So, you know, I'm excited about that opportunity and to share and to, you know, go out of, leave the city and go to, you know, the West Coast.
And spread
the
gospel. Amen.
Exciting. Yeah.
Amen. Right. You know what? So everyone, I just want to remind you again, that's TC3. We've posted again on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications. The auditions have not finished yet, so please feel free.
Come on down.
We will spread the word. You spread the word whenever you see it on our page, everybody. And definitely, definitely, and even after September, don't be afraid. If you've got questions, you can contact us, PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com, and we'll hook you up with Reverend Denise and make sure we can make some space for your child. Amen?
Amen.
We're not going to lose one. Amen.
Not at all. My sister... No. May God continue to bless you as you do what you're called to do on this show and outside in the world as well.
Yes.
I know that the seeds that you plant are going to yield much.
Amen.
And, when you get weary, just remember that you make a difference.
Yes, hallelujah. And before you go, I'm going to pray with you. So let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for our sister. Thank you. Thank you for giving her vision. Thank you for giving her strength. Thank you for giving her perseverance, because a vision is nothing unless you go forth. And Father God, we ask that as she continues to go forth, that any obstacles that may be in her way, that you would clear the path now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask right now that every life, every child, every parent, and every step-parent, every grandparent, every guardian that she comes in touch with, Father God, that they would be changed and they would know that they had been with the Lord. And Father God, we ask that you would continue to feed her the words to say and share her heart, share your heart, and show the love of Jesus. And Father God, we ask right now that you would send the workers. Father God, you said that the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak positive things into our children's lives, Father God, that they may grow up as you so forth intended, and be who they are meant to be and called to be, wonderful, powerful men and women of God, to continue to multiply and go forth. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask a special blessing on her, her household, her family, her friends, her neighbors. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask right now that you would lay your hands upon each and every single child that is in TC3, Father God. And those who have left, Father God, that you would remind them that you are still there. Father God, encourage them, lift them. We ask those that are having problems with school that you would find a way out of no way. And Father God, those who are suffering with poverty or insecurities or sadness or loneliness, Father God, whatever ailment that is not of you, we claim that it is not there anymore in the name of Jesus. And we condemn it to go away and never to return. And Father God, fill it with love, with prosperity. And Father God, I know my sister's not going to like this, but I'm going to pray that prayer, Jabez, and you're going to enlarge their territory, Father God,
Lord,
in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, the world is only small enough just for them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we claim it and we name it. And therefore, with power and authority, with the precious blood of Jesus, we claim it and name it, and therefore it is done, and we seal it when we say amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
thank
it's my
you
pleasure.
So
you're
much.
Such
what
a joy.
Blessing.
Always a joy. Bless your heart.
All right.
Okay, God, you have bless. A wonderful, glorious evening, sister, and we're going to be following you. Remember,
we
become stalkers here. So.
That's, well, you know what? I if that means a sister is walking closer, I'm happy for it. So thank you for everything, and blessings, and have a wonderful evening.
It was a joy and pleasure, and as we say goodbye to my sister, I want to, you know what? We were talking about Londa. We need to see if we can find us some Londa here. Bless her heart.
And do you have any of our stuff? I have to make sure that happens.
I know. That's what I said. before we had you on, I said, I don't have any TC3 stuff. So you know what?
We will change that. But Londa is a blessed. Put Londa on, I'll be blessed.
Well, we're going to hear us some TC3 definitely in the next little bit. But definitely
all
we're
right.
going to. Something. You know what?
Right.
Why don't we do this? I'm going to play this for my girl, Sharon Riley. This is Integrity.
Hi.
Sharon Riley and Faith Torres.
Hey, 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 hey.
Amen. That was Integrity by my friend Sharon Riley and the Faith Chorale. And we're going to have to check in with my friend Sharon soon, because remember, we're going to be stalking her in the choir suit too. Praise God. Amen. That was Reverend Denise Gillard. Isn't she such a joy? I am so blessed to have met so many wonderful people. God is good. Praise his name. But just before we continue with our show, we definitely want to make sure that we read all our international community happenings and events. There was a lot happening, and so we don't want everybody to miss. So, of course, once again, I'm going to do a shout-out to TC3 Children's Choir. If you have a young person up until the age of 18 or even older, praise God, feel free. If they sing, if they dance, if they don't do a thing, you never know. We could teach them how to beat on a drum. Praise God. It doesn't matter. They will use the children and help shape them, build them, love them, cherish them. And I tell you, it will make your life easier too. Praise God. And keep them busy and keep them out of trouble. And definitely give them some positive things to do and encourage them. Amen. So you may want to check it out. We've posted on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page, and that's www.tc3.ca. Okay? And check that out for Toronto. Praise God. So what's happening in your community? Don't forget to contact us, email us, let us know what's going down. All right. Now, starting next week, we will be doing some coverage and some announcements for the Dove Awards, the 44th annual GMA Dove Awards. And they sent out a press release. And let me see if I can get some information out here real quick to you guys. For immediate release, superstars Amy Grant and Kirk Franklin set to host the 44th annual GMA Dove Awards on October 15th, okay, from the Allen Arena at Lipscomb University. Now, the Gaither Vocal Band, we know those guys are amazing. Michael Smith, Tamla Mann, and Toby Mack announced as performers. And Dr. Bobby Jones, Jackie Velasquez, Lecrae, Isaac Curry, and Pastor Rick Warren set to present. Amen. And I was just talking about Pastor Rick the other day and his comment. Oh, I just loved it. I believe it was, even a broken tree can bear fruit. Praise God. I love that comment. And I have to read some of that later to you because of why I said that. Anyways, the 44th annual GMA Dove Awards will be broadcast on the Up Network on Monday, October the 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Nashville, Tennessee, September 17, 2013. That says the Gospel Music Association, that's GMA, announces, and that they said that Amy Grant and Kirk Franklin are the hosts of the 44th annual GMA Dove Awards. The awards show will take place on Tuesday, October 15th. All right. Now, it says exclusively on the Up Network, America's favorite channel for uplifting entertainment. Now, you can get tickets if you are in that region. Tickets are available now at the Allen Arena box office. That's in Nashville, Tennessee. Okay? Or you can check it out online, www.ticketsnashville.com. All right. And we've named some other things. Oh, here it says, GMA Executive Director Jackie Patillo states, there are not too many names more synonymous with Christian and gospel music than our hosts, Amy and Kirk. Amen. We are so grateful for their contributions to the Dove Awards throughout the years, and we're excited to have them as co-pilots of what is turning out to be one of the most compelling nights of music ever on the Dove stage. Praise God. All right. An official vehicle partner and sponsor of the Dove Cares Red Carpet, Universal Kia Automotive Group owner Chris Bostic. He says, the Universal Kia Automotive Group is very proud to be a sponsor of this year's Dove Awards. Being a Christian-based family-owned business, it is a privilege and an honor to be associated with the Christian music genre. We are looking forward to the award show and all the excitement that surrounds Christian music's big night. Amen. Okay, now, awards will be given out in 42 categories. Oh, yes. But we won't go into that. We'll be able to share some of that leading up to it and share some more nominees and the different names. Now, we did post because, remember, you have the opportunity to vote. And this is how some of the winners are picked. So I hope you voted. I did put that link on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. Amen. I said, rock the vote. Amen. Now, we might actually be in touch with somebody from the Dove Awards before the awards or after. We're still trying to work on that. And definitely we'll try and see if we can manage to actually get that done. Amen. Praise God. So, what else do we have happening in the city and around the world? Okay, don't forget to check it out. Everything's on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. You don't want to miss out on that. I'm just kind of going down now and trying to see because I don't want to miss out on anything. Yeah, we've also posted, the link is now ready for the Soweto Gospel Choir to get your early bird tickets at the Sony Center in Toronto, February 21st, 2014. Don't forget. Oh, also, for those in Barbados, my, how did I forget my favorite team? This Friday, September the 27th, there's a 2020 cricket, Lime cricket team versus UK team at 1:30 p.m. So there's going to be a match, and it says to be followed later by a Lime Sports Club end of month club Lime at 7 p.m. until you say when. Praise God. That's just too cute. If you want to go and see some good cricket and you're in the Barbados area, definitely want to check out my favorite Lime cricket team. And they're playing a team from the UK. So I'm kind of torn because I've got that Bajan blood and I've got the British in me because that's my place of birth. Amen. But we'll have to find out. And here's the good thing. The match is on Friday. And guess where I will be on Wednesday? If you know where I'll be on Wednesday, you need to tweet it or you need to email me, PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com, or you need to just link us up on Facebook. Send us a message through Pastor J. Rouse or through Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. I'll leave it at that for now. Okay, moving right along. Coming up. Okay, October 1st, 2013, at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, Dove Awards Prayer Breakfast. So there's a prayer breakfast on October the 1st. It says Prayer Breakfast and Artists Showcase. Okay, now forgive me, that's not October 1st, it's October the 15th. So that's in the morning, the same day as the Dove Awards. And that will be held at Kane Avenue Baptist Church, 1025 12th Avenue South, Nashville, Tennessee. And the host pastor and presiding pastor is Pastor Campbell. And it is hosted by Omega George ATM Records, okay? And there's Toby and Tommy Light going to be performing and many, 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 many others. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be fun. A prayer breakfast and for the Dove Award. So that's really cool. Awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. Okay, moving right along. Okay, sorry, bear with me one second. We do have some updates coming up for you as well. I don't want to miss everything. We want to say congratulations again to Brother Dave Brown. Brother Brown just played recently, a few days ago. He performed at the Oral Roberts University inauguration, and that's such a deep honor and phenomenal. We read some of that information and very proud. Congratulations, Brother Dave. We'll be in touch, of course, and see if we can get him on our show soon. Also another GLASS Awards recipient. All right, Fred Hammond with special guests, the United Tenors, is going to be at Canada Christian College in Toronto, October the 5th. Okay, we have the information on our Facebook page, Broadcasting Rouse Ministries, Broadcasting and Communications page. Now, if I'm correct, I believe that there is, there's been a change in that show because I believe Jay Martin, our infamous comedian, he's opening for everybody. He is so funny. But he is going to be opening for that concert. Comedian, phenomenal. So if you want to go see Fred Hammond, you can hook up. Now, I saw a place at one point where they even had some tickets on sale, and I think they were just $10. Contact me if you need some more information. I'm going to see what I can find out for you, but you definitely want to check it out and see what you can find out about that. And if we can get them cheaper for you, we definitely will. All right, moving right along, we still have a lot more things happening. We have so much stuff here. Wow. I've been busy, praise God. But then that's a blessing, because I know you've enjoyed the busy thing. All right. We've been covering our film festivals, and we still have more coming up. We have some updates coming up. Now, some early information. Remember, Sunday, December 15, 2013 at 4 p.m., there's going to be a showcase event taking place. It's the third annual When Praises Go Up Gospel Showcase at the Newark Symphony Hall. So that's Newark, New Jersey. It also says to come early to shop and dine at the Faith-Based Vendor Marketplace, and that's a terrace ballroom. Now, that will be taking place from 12 p.m. to 8, but the showcase itself is at 4 p.m., okay? What does it say? Oh, yes. Join us for an afternoon of praise while supporting some of the area's best ministries and gospel artists. And I think it's 1030 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey, okay? If you need more information, the tickets are only $20. Check this website out. It's NewarkSymphonyHall.org, okay? And I think Sarah Vaughan Concert Hall. And you'll get some more information about that, okay? So please feel free to check it out. And feel free to take part if you're in the New Jersey area. Praise God. What else? I don't want to forget anything, and I don't want to leave anybody out. Okay, yes, we still have some events in Spanish, and we have some events in Portuguese. So definitely take place, and they're all taking place in October. There's our page again. Don't forget to vote for the Dove Awards. We're going to redo the links at the top of the page again, because we want everybody to have a chance to vote. Be a part of the movement. Amen. Praise God. All right. Praise the Lord. And let's keep moving. There's more events. I don't want to miss anybody. You can always send your events as well to Pastor J. Rose Show at gmail.com. And I never did get in touch with, we wanted some feedback on these young people who took over City Hall. I did try to contact them, but I didn't have much luck. Praise God. The ultimate sacrifice. Now, Cheryl Nembhard is somebody we're going to be talking about shortly, but the ultimate sacrifice, one night, one show, one last time, coming November the 2nd, 2013. Tickets are on sale, kbtickets.com, or you can call 1-800-240-0902. Set in a modern-day hood, very violent, very poor, where gangs and drug dealers are the role models, my word. Crime is an everyday occurrence, and the gun is the law. It is a place where the police are mocked and community leaders and pastors are only tolerated. The church has no voice and has given up on making a difference. Definitely want to check that out. We're going to be there. It's a red carpet affair. And we got to see wonderful and lovely Cheryl this weekend when we were at the Gospel Awards. The Gospel Film Fest. And we had an opportunity of talking to her then. But we will definitely be doing something with her on air. I know she is heading to the UK or is in the UK as we speak. So she's moving on. All right, let's put on some more music, and then we are going to touch base with our updates from our film festival and our play review. Yes, we have a play review, praise God. Let's listen to my friend DJ Evangelist in his presence.
For where the Spirit of the Lord dwells, there is freedom. Evangelist. Enemies, they fall at you. Would I never want to be without you?
DJ evangelist, and in his presence. Praise God. All right, some quick things happening so we can get ourselves in order. Just so you know, OMG, private pain in public schools. Praise God. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it. But we did have people there because we said that we would have some Rouse Ministries broadcasting and communications correspondents. And so we have a review and some feedback from the plague. Now, we didn't get a chance to get in touch with Dr. Elaine again, but we will definitely be hearing from her, no doubt. And remember, she told us last week that she's in the works on some things, but she couldn't give them away. So we'll have to hook up and find out the scoop from her, praise God. All right. The play was very good. This is from Sister Yvonne. The play was very good. Good context dealing with teenagers and what they're going through. We could identify different teens, like one boy very shy and did not talk much. And this should be shown to lots of youth groups and churches, praise God. So she gave it a thumb and two thumbs up. Okay, amen, praise God. And then we heard from Sister Jerusha, my usual girl, my buddy, and she says, it's a great play that talks about the realities of school, faith, and family colliding, peer pressure and pulpit pressure from those around, when you still need to define, sorry, just moving things here, when you still need to define yourself, develop your faith life, and navigate life within your home. Amen. So another two thumbs up. So we want to say congratulations to Dr. Elaine Brown Spencer on OMG Private Pain in Public Schools. Praise God. And we will definitely keep you posted on anything else. Now, we had the opportunity of going to the Gospel Film Fest opening. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it the Sunday night. My schedule just got ram-packed and it was just so busy. But we do have some updates, praise God. We also want to give a special shout-out to our buddy, Brother Andrew Mahorn, and his lovely wife, Latoya, and their family, praise God. So, here's a copy of the opening ceremony of the Gospel Film Festival with Jessica Ortiz, Andrew Mahorn, and the founder, Daniel Rossi.
I'm so thankful that you came. Really, I just want to thank you all for joining us in bringing social justice through film, faith, and forum. The films today have been carefully selected for you this entire weekend, actually. They've been carefully selected. And we want to see how we can exercise our faith to address these injustices. And we encourage you to participate in the forums and the meaningful discussions that we're going to have later this evening. And in case I didn't introduce myself properly, my name is Jessica Ortiz, Festival Director of the Toronto Cornerstone International Film Fest. Also, the TCIF is an official project of the Five Wood Drive Foundation. And it's an honor for me to be your host this evening. I really can't see anybody. It's weird. There we go. Holy cow. Okay. So just a little bit about TCIF, real quick, okay? I know you guys have been waiting really long, so thank you for your patience. And I hope we can stay cool as we take our seats and we chill out a bit and watch these films. But really, TCIF 2013 Love Message Action was born from a haunting question. What does God's love look like? It was like a record playing in my heart over and over and over again. And a conclusion was made shortly thereafter. God's love in action looks like people applying their faith to help others in extraordinary ways. Furthermore, God is a God of justice and righteousness. as it says in Psalms 48:10. And according to Dr. Cornel West, from the film Call and Response, if you haven't seen it, I ask that you go check it out, Call and Response. He says, justice is what love looks like in public. And when I heard that, that arrested my heart, and it just made me think about how true that is. No matter where you come from, what background, what race, what religion, whether you're a believer or non-believer, justice is what love looks like in public. It's a universal language. When you care about someone, you love them and you protect them. And I'm asking you guys to think about that as we watch these films tonight. What can you do to put love into action so people get the message? So without further ado, I'd like to introduce a good friend and brother in Christ, Andrew Mayhern, founder of the Gospel Fest on Film Christian Film Festival, who would like to share a few words with you.
Thank you, Jessica. How are we doing tonight? Doing good? It's a warm day as opposed to the past couple days we've had, but God is good regardless, amen?
Amen.
So as you all know, my name is Andrew Mayhern, founder and director of Gospel Fest on Film, Christian Film Festival. Just want to say how happy I am to be working with you and producing such an amazing event and sponsoring the Toronto Cornerstone International Film Festival. Just want to go through the itinerary for tonight. Daniel Rossi of Fire With Drive Foundation was unavailable to make it this evening. However, he will be joining us for a brief welcome through Skype. Then we're going to see two amazing films produced by The Notorious DeGlorious by Cheryl Weber and The Sun by Cheryl Nemhard, one of Toronto's premier Christian theater producers. Following the film, we're going to have a short session with TCIF's very unique conscious viewing and advised questions, followed by a Q&A panel with the producers, an actor, and some pastors who have experience related to the thematic topic of the evening. And then the panel discussion will also be led by Pastor Alec Chow, who will also be joining us. But before we continue, let's move on and speak or hear from Daniel Rossi of Five With Drive Foundation.
Give him two thumbs up so he can speak.
Hi, everybody. I just want to welcome everybody to TCIF 2013. My name is Dan Rossi, and I'm the Executive Director of the Five With Drive Foundation. And I just want to give everyone a warm welcome as we're getting ready for an adventure this weekend. Love, Action, and Message has no better audience than the people that are sitting here today. When you're going to be exposed to films that are going to challenge you, they're going to make you ask questions, they may be a little bit disturbing, and that's exactly what we want to do. We want to engage everybody here today in a way that's going to ask, what does God's love look like? And when you can answer that question, you're going to find that there's so many different ways that you can become involved in kingdom work. I just want to encourage everyone to take everything that you can from these films as you're sitting down, watching them, and speaking to people and listening to people share from their experience in the related fields. And at the end of this weekend, if your perspective hasn't been changed, please email me and I'll suggest other videos to you because we have a lineup of exciting films that will intrigue thoughts. But before I let you watch your films and move on with your night, I just want to pray for everybody tonight. So if you can please bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for the opportunity that we get to engage in your work. Lord, I ask that you open up our eyes this weekend as we're watching films. I ask that you allow us to ask questions. I ask that you allow us to get those answers in different ways. Lord, please allow us to attach ourselves to the stories that we hear and allow us to become curious on how we can become a part of people's stories and movements that are taking place in our country and in countries abroad. Lord, I just want to thank you for the opportunity that we get to put on events like this. And I ask that you be with all of us, watching the films, the people that have been behind the scenes organizing this. And Lord, allow us to leave a legacy of love here on this earth. Father, thank you for tonight, and I ask that you be with all of us as we engage in social media and social interaction through film. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, everybody, I'm going to sign off. I'm here in Calgary, so God bless and have a good night.
He really wanted to be here tonight, but he's getting married in Mexico this weekend. So he has an excuse, yes. I let him off the hook tonight. But really and truly, Daniel Rossi is part of the Five Foot Drive Foundation, or he's the founder of it, and it's made up of a wonderful family, the Rossi family, and they definitely know how to put love into action so people get the message. So I encourage you to check them out online, 5wd.ca. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, TCIF and Gospel Fest on Film present to you The Son and Notorious the Glorious.
Amen. And so they showed the movie, both movies, and they were both simply wonderful. Now with Shel Nemhard's movie, The Son, it's a short film, and they did win the award there. I haven't checked out the winners, so I'll have to get back to you guys on all of that, on who won all the awards from their film festival. But she won for short film, and definitely a life lesson, and very touching, very intense movie, I have to say. And so you have to really follow along very carefully. Now, Cheryl Weber's movie was just simply amazing, Notorious to Glorious, phenomenal movie. Cheryl did an excellent job. It's a true story, and you really, how would I word this? You really touched base with the character, the key character of the documentary itself, and you felt everything he felt. And so it was very heartwarming, heart-wrenching, and deep. But the ladies had an opportunity to actually review each other's, and so this is what we got. Amen. First, Cheryl Weber talking about Cheryl Nemhard's movie, The Son, and then Cheryl Nemhard talking about Cheryl Weber's movie, Notorious to Glorious.
That the church should be the very first people to be talking about it. And we should be the very first people to be resolving it within ourselves and making sure that it doesn't exist. And I think both of these films had a theme of racism and a healing from racism. And one of the things I loved about your film is that there was two totally different cultures that were reaching out to each other. And, you know, color, culture, background didn't matter, because what mattered was love. And that's the truth of the gospel, the truth of our whole community. That's what we need to be living, preaching, breathing in and out. And I thought the fact that you showed that through your film in a very subtle way, but very clear, was brilliant.
Well, you know, it's funny because we are so quiet in the area of race, but it is something that we need to still talk about. The conversation still needs to continue. And there was a particular line that the Lord had deposited in my heart that really summed up the transformation for Malik. And it was when he said, "I now realize that being a father is not about DNA or race. It's about emotionally adopting someone else." And that is really what we can offer in the church. We may not be physical fathers, but there are so many lost sons and so many lost daughters. And what I loved about your film, Cheryl, is that you captured this huge, menacing, seemingly ogre-type person that is just a son longing for a father at the end of the day, and so broken about his own relationship with his father. It was amazing that even though he had gotten a sense of restoration, a sense of healing, and even a father figure that came along the way, the fact that he didn't get to really articulate to his natural father, the circle felt not looped for him. It was like it didn't come full circle for him, and you could see that grieving, that he felt like that was a piece still missing for him. I love the rawness, and I love the real view. view that you gave. One of the things that really drives me up the wall is Christian film, Christian documentaries that are little sugary. Can I say that? Can I be honest? Sorry. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be real. Little flowery, where I can't identify. It doesn't represent life because we have given the perception that we live in a bubble as the kingdom. But I'm so glad that you have helped us to step out and experience what love looks like walked out with mistakes, with anger, with flaws, with all of the sins that happen, but it's real love.
Perfect.
Amen. So it was kind of a cool evening. I think I posted, I put, Friday is no longer Friday because it's turned to Cheryl Day. Praise God. We're going to be touching base with both Cheryls eventually on the show. And Cheryl Weber, I'm not sure if you all know who she is. She's the international producer of Crossroads. And she, too, is a Women of Excellence Glass Award winner. Praise God. I think we're going to wrap up. And the answer is next Wednesday, God willing. The show will be coming live and direct all the way from the beautiful, wonderful island of Barbados. We will be there live. We've got lots to do. We have, we're also going to be promoting some of our books. We'll be interviewing lots of people who want to give a holler to my Lyme Masters, Lyme Junior, to my Pioneer Cavalier Cricket Clubs. I'll be touching base with them while I'm there. Some of my friends, obviously lots of my family, holla, and book signings. J. Wright Rouse Books will be probably at the book signing at Booksource and a couple other places. And more importantly, I will be live on air with a mid-morning TV show on CBC, that's the Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation in Barbados, on October the 11th at 11 a.m. They will be interviewing me on their show, and I'm also going to be interviewing their host on our show. So, lots taking place. You definitely have to tune in. We'll have lots of pictures, lots of music, lots of personality, and lots of fun. But until then, keep sweet, keep safe, and keep sure. They say make your elective sure. And we want to make sure you are. And that remember, no matter what, no matter how things may be going, Jesus loves you, and so do I. God be with you until we meet again.
Hello.
was mine.